Well, good afternoon, Tracy Morgan, with your extended news at noon. And yes, typically this is when we hear it's your turn. And so what I've been trying to do is stay in touch with Dave and Kate. So this is our check-in day with Dave and Kate, although everyone is still separate. So, of course, we're in different locations. Dave is on the phone with me, Dave Malarkey. Hello, how are you?
Still self-isolating at home. It has become the new normal. Still hard to get used to, though. Still hard to believe, as a matter of fact.
Have you now put in place any new routines for yourself? I know I talked to you a couple of times over the past couple of months.
I think I slept with a mask on one night a couple of days ago. Forgot to take it off. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
It is. Go ahead.
We had a Memorial Day weekend that was unlike any other. Of course, we're coming off an Easter unlike any other. And Memorial Day weekend, no parade. Canceled because state officials wouldn't give the permit to shut down Route 8, Main Street. There was a ceremony in Diamond Park yesterday. Oh, and we had the flyover of the big C-17 Globemaster plane from the 9/11 airlift wing down in Pittsburgh. Did you see that or hear
that
yesterday,
Tracy? Well,
I
did go down to Diamond Park, and I wanted to see what the ceremony was like. And it was interesting because you're paying attention to what they're saying, and all of a sudden you hear a plane. But, you know, you hear plane, so at first I didn't pay attention to it. And then it kept getting closer, and then all of a sudden I turned around, and it felt like it was right over my head. It was really low to the city. It was really neat to see, but I didn't have my camera adjusted in time to be able to take a good picture of it.
And that C-17 Globemaster is a gigantic plane.
Yes.
You know, that used to be a regular feature of the Memorial Day parade in downtown Butler many, many years ago. Now, this Memorial Day, on Monday, it was flying over hospital facilities, mainly in Butler, Beaver, and Allegheny County. But it used to fly right up and down Main Street while the parade was going on.
Oh, wow.
But they stopped that. As I recall, they stopped it after the 9/11 attack because, you know, people were kind of scared when you saw a low-flying plane. Are you old enough to remember
9/11? Yes. The plane flying over Butler, no. So, yes, 9/11, yes. But, yeah, it was interesting. It was fun to see that. And then there was the bagpipers and the Civil War troop, the reenactors and the bugler. It was a nice ceremony, very nice ceremony.
Well, I hope that everyone at least was able to pause, if nothing else, on Memorial Day and remember those who died in service to our country.
Yeah.
So Memorial Day has come and gone. Ordinarily, Election Day would have come and gone. But now it's coming up next Tuesday. It was originally scheduled for, what, late April, I think, right?
Yes, and now we're into June with this. And so how do you see this is different? Because I know you keep up on the elections. I'm doing some other things as a focus there at the station. So how do you see this as different with Election Day?
Well, this is the first time, at least to my knowledge, that we've had mail-in voting here in Butler County, other than absentee ballots. But you needed to be out of the area. You needed to have an excuse for an absentee ballot in the past. This year, for the first time ever, you didn't need an excuse. Just for people who were a little bit leery about going to the polls and being in contact with the poll workers and the equipment and so on, and a lot of people are concerned about that.
So does this
mail-in balloting for the first time ever? Other states have done it. Other states have done this for many years, but it's a first for Pennsylvania.
So is this working exactly like the absentee ballots? It's just like you mentioned. There's no excuse that you're not going to be out of town. Is that what you take from this?
Otherwise, it's pretty much the same as the absentee ballot process.
Yeah.
Are you planning to go to the polls, or are you voting by mail, Tracy?
I haven't thought about voting by mail, so I guess my option's going to be going to the polls. So I haven't even gotten prepared for vote by mail. But I'm okay with it. I mean, I wear my mask when I'm out, and I'm okay with going out with my mask and voting at the polls. So I'm sure I'll end up doing that.
Well, a lot of people, I can understand the concern about, you know, you have to sit down right across from the,
right.
the poll workers. You know, you have to pick up a pen that's been used by a lot of people. Then you're led to the machine and, you know, that's been touched by how many people beforehand and to be people at the polls, I can understand people being hesitant about
absolutely,
calling.
Absolutely. So let's switch, because I only have a couple minutes with you this morning, Dave, or this afternoon, Dave. And I want to get your take on the reopening, one, locally, and two, with other countries, because I was out a couple of times covering the ceremony downtown and just going to the grocery store and whatnot. And it's interesting to see how many people are not wearing masks. And so I'm just interested in your take on the reopening and maybe what we'll see.
Well, I think people should still wear masks. You know, there's concern about a second wave. Why not wear one? What's the big deal? You know, everybody has one by now, probably a couple of them. So why not wear them?
When I recently talked to Dr. Love, the infectious disease director at the Butler Hospital, I had asked him in a recent interview, I said, I'm curious on why the conversation, we'll just say nationally, is moving towards a possible resurgence in the fall. I said, if we're just reopening now, why are we not talking about the summer? And he said, well, frankly, I am. You know, I'm concerned about what this looks like in June and July. And so that'll be interesting to see if we have any kind of numbers increase, which I've seen a couple of numbers increase. But, yeah, I don't know. Resurgence in the summer, resurgence in the fall. I don't know.
Well, even now, some states that began to reopen earlier than we did here in Pennsylvania are now seeing sizable spikes in the number of COVID-19 cases. So keep our fingers crossed. Hope that doesn't happen here in Pennsylvania as we get ready to go green, hopefully in another week or so.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, Dave, I want to let you go, get you back to your day. I know you're doing some work at home for the station, and we'll be looking forward to your reports during our news. And I'm going to get Kate on the phone next, and take care. We'll talk to you real soon.
Working from home, talking to home. Tracy, stay safe. Nice to chat with you.